This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
It's going to be a lot of background noise because of my PlayStation.
Wow!
Crash Bandicoot.
Wow!
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm downloading a game, so...
For the PlayStation?
Yeah.
What game?
Shadow of War.
I bought it the other day, and I actually found out my computer won't run it. That's why I'm bringing the computer up. The PC, so I can start taking it apart and rip my hair out, get a new graphics card and everything they put into it.
Oh, man.
I broke down. I didn't wait for a sale like I said I was going
to
do.
Yeah, I was going to as well, but I just keep seeing videos. And
it's way, way bigger than the first game. Yeah. I actually started the first game over once I found out I couldn't play it. Because I could play the first game on my laptop.
Yeah.
So I just went back and deleted whoever's file was the second file. I don't remember. One of my roommates. And then I just started over. And I've already beat it again.
Yeah.
Just because I binged it. I was just like...
Slicing off orcs' heads.
Mm-hmm. I actually like using the PlayStation controller now with my laptop.
That's nice.
Because I used to use the mouse and stuff. And there are some aspects of the mouse that I like. Like you can rotate your head. The arrow's way, way more accurate.
Yeah.
Unless I change the sensitivity on the controller somehow, otherwise
it's just never comparable. Mouse is so much,
So yeah, I always miss headshots and stuff, and then I run out of focus, so they all start, instead of running it in slow motion at me, they all start running really fast at me, and I'm just like, and I miss like three more shots.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was kind of, I almost instantly regretted getting it on my PlayStation.
Yeah.
Should have just got it through Steam. Oh well.
Boo hoo.
Oh well. Yeah.
Yeah, I came down actually on Wednesday, and I've been here since Wednesday.
Oh
yeah? Yeah, my stepdad was going to go hunting with my grandpa, and he brought my cousin along.
He hunts?
No, he doesn't.
Oh, okay.
And that's why my mom was like, you need to go with him, otherwise he's going to shoot my grandpa. So I was just like, okay. I ended up not going though, because there was a funeral on Thursday. So I was going to drive down Wednesday night when I got here, but it was like 3 hours away, and I had already driven 2 hours, so I was just like, no.
Yeah. Where'd they end up going?
Down by Salina.
Oh, okay.
I guess it's called Salina. Salina.
Yeah, Saliva.
It's a no man's land.
Yeah.
But, He drove back up for the funeral, and then I was going to go back down with him, but I would have to take my own car, because I have work tonight at 1 a.m., so I was going to drive back up to Logan. So I was just like, you know what, it's probably not worth me to go down with you, sleep the night, and then only be around for the morning hunt, because they do a morning and an evening hunt, and I was just like, I'd only be there for the morning hunt, maybe lunch, and then drive back, and I don't want to drive 5 hours.
Yeah. So
I just stayed here and helped my mom, I guess. My stepdad told some people that they could borrow our truck and trailer so that they could move. So he was going on a hunting trip, and he's like, you're going to have to... He's telling my mom that she's going to have to drive the truck and trailer over to these people. And she's like, I don't want to help them move. Are you kidding me? So I ended up driving the truck and trailer, helping these people move. And it was probably better that I was around the house anyway.
Yeah.
So that was my epic adventures of... Solo Ian.
Yeah.
I can't think of a good name.
Well, it's more eventful than what I did last week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nothing?
Nothing really, man.
Work? Boys?
God. Yeah.
Sleep?
Well, not so much sleep, but...
Yeah, I know. My terrible. Brother had his friends over last night, and I didn't fall asleep until 2 in the morning.
I took some melatonin last night. It destroyed me, man.
Yeah?
It was bad. I was, like, tripping and shit. It was weird. I don't think I'm going to take that stuff again.
Yeah.
It's weird. It just... It's like... I can't even explain it. Like, it's... It feels like it's simulated. Like, you shouldn't be tired, but you are.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It's weird. Like, things get, like, more colorful, and it's like... I don't know, man. It's weird.
Interesting.
Yeah. It was weird. It was probably because I mixed coffee and melatonin.
Yeah, those kind of contrast each other.
Well, I had the coffee a while before, but it was cold brew, so it's a little more powerful than just black coffee. Man, that was weird.
That's kind of like the week before. Wait, was it this week? It was this week. So on Tuesday, I ended up out of the blue. Like, a friend of a friend was, like, going to a concert, and he needed somebody to be their designated driver. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, heck, I'll go. Like, that sounds like fun. And we went to go see the Floozies. I guess that's like a funk, kind of techno-y funk. But it was more like bass, and like everybody's going like this. And it was a Halloween party, because it was on Halloween.
Oh, okay.
But we didn't dress up. Mm. And his other friend ended up bailing. So it was just me and him, like, kind of awkwardly going together.
Yeah.
But he drank, like, an entire bottle of Admirals before leaving.
Yeah.
And then I drove the truck down and drove back. And when we got there, he ended up doing that and eating an edible. So I was just like, okay, like, I guess I'll just watch you.
Yeah.
But it was a blast. I had such a good fun time.
That's good.
And just being in there, like, I had 2 Red Bulls, which I probably shouldn't have.
Mm.
And this fog machines were so overwhelming that, like, everybody was getting lightheaded and had to, like, go out and come back in, go out and come back in. And people were smoking pot and stuff. That's how I felt. I actually got to the point where these two, what is it, your two, do you have one aorta or two? Jugulars.
You mean, like, your esophagus?
On the sides of my esophagus, whatever pumps blood.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, I think they're jugular, if they're returning to your brain or whatever. I don't know. I'm not good at biology, and I never took anatomy.
Arteries, at least.
Yeah, these two arteries on the sides of your neck, they were, like, pumping, like,
struggling.
And I was just, like ready to pass out.
Oh, no.
And it was because of all this mixture of a concoction of, like, fog machine, pot, and Red Bull.
Yeah.
And it was just a blast. And sweat, probably, too. I was breathing in sweat. Man, that was a good party.
Yeah. I can't do parties, man. I'm just done with that. Like, I don't know. I just don't.
Yeah?
I don't see the point of it.
Yeah, I'm not very sociable myself. I kind of just was dancing casually. Yeah. There were 2 chicks next to us that were kind of hitting on both of us, but he had a girlfriend, and I was just, like, too lazy. I should have practiced my pickup skills, but I didn't.
Yeah.
That would have been nice. I just didn't see anything happening after, like, getting her number. I was just like, cool.
Right.
Yeah, I'll never see you again.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm at a different point in life.
Uh-huh.
Because I got kids.
Exactly.
So I just don't, I don't know. I don't want to play the dating game anymore.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm looking to settle down, you know?
Exactly.
I'm ready to find somebody to spend the rest of my life with.
I'm not quite ready to settle, but I'm ready to, like,
at least find somebody.
Find a serious relationship.
Yeah, yeah. And people our age just aren't into that right now.
Yeah. You have to chill out for a while.
Right.
Yeah, and for everybody to screw their heads back on.
Yeah, yeah. Just wait till I'm 36 or some shit.
Your kids are already moved out and everything.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of started seeing somebody, but I don't know. It's just,
it is what it is.
Yeah. It's not like a maturity thing, because, like, previous people I dated, it was a maturity thing.
Yeah.
Like, we just couldn't have meaningful conversations, and that's a must. Like, I gotta have somebody I can talk to. But, yeah, it's not that. It's just the timing issue, I guess. But, yeah.
Oh, well.
I don't know. Yeah, right?
I haven't gone on a, well, that's not true. I've gone on a couple of dates, but it's with, like, my friends. I went to the TED Talks at USU.
Oh, yeah?
There was, like, 9 of them in a row.
Man, you should have told me about that. I would have been all over that.
Yeah, it was, per student, I think it was, like, $15, but I think it was more if you weren't a student.
Yeah, man, probably.
Next year, my mom wanted to go, too, and I was like, oh, sorry.
I love TED Talks, man.
These ones were all about movement, and they're pretty good.
Hmm.
I don't know when they're going to release them.
The physics of movement, or, like,
that was just the
social movement?
That was just, no, it was just the theme was movement.
So it covered, like, everything.
Yeah, there was, like, this person talked about movement in that aspect, and this person talked about it in another. There was somebody who demonstrated it using yoga, and, like, blah, blah, and all this cool stuff.
Hmm.
I think the one that I really enjoyed was kind of, there was a football player. He's a bigger guy, like, up in his 40s or 50s now.
Yeah.
He used to play football for USU,
hmm.
but he's been deaf his entire life.
Wow.
So he was doing his TED Talk in sign language, and there was an interpreter over the mic. But I don't know if he can speak now, being older, or if he just chose to give his talk in sign language.
Oh, okay.
But he talked about how when he was on the... He was a center, so he had to be, like, defending the quarterback and whatnot, right? And he talked about how he was able to know what the plays were, even though he can't hear them. He could, like, observe and see what people were doing around him and know what was going on. Like, if everybody was moving this way, like, shifting on the right, he knew that the ball was going right. And if he knew they were shifting to the left, the ball was going left. If people were leaning forward, that means that they were going to rush. And if they were not leaning forward, they were staying back. Just little things. He just mentioned all that.
Yeah. So, being a center, how does he know? Because you can't hear the quarterback go, hut, hut, hike.
You just wait until everybody's, like,
just wait until, those until hands everybody up crushes. On your nut sack for the
until,
ball.
Until everybody starts moving, you know? He had to
he's
have, like, a
ball.
Quick instant.
He's the center. He's got to get the
no,
ball.
No, he played on the center line.
Oh,
what I meant, so.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That
I actually don't know
sense.
If he was a snapper center. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe he was at one point. He's like hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, how would, you, just, like, how would you know?
He just, like, sits there.
Smack you in the butt a couple times to get the ball.
Just tickle your nuts out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Huh. Interesting. Yeah, I could see him as a lineman, but... Yeah, that's crazy.
He was a big guy. He was like a lineman. Mm. But yeah, that was the one that was probably the most memorable, other than the weird ones.
Yeah.
But I liked them all. They were all enjoyable. Mm. There was maybe like one or two that I could have just like done without.
Yeah, with the skip button.
Yeah, I wish. You can't skip live.
Right. Unless you're like a fifth dimensional being.
Unless you have the click remote, like Adam Sandler.
I'll just fast forward to this one.
And then Christopher Walken comes and murders you. That's a movie I need to tell people he's in. Because I remember talking about him the other day to somebody, about Christopher Walken, and they're like, who's that? And I'm like, you know, the... that guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? I'm not familiar with all of his movies, but I know of some of them. That he's an older actor.
He's pretty old now.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the... I don't know. I'm not even going to get into it. I was going to ask what the latest movie was he was in, but I don't know.
I don't care enough to know.
Probably something that came out this year that I haven't seen. I don't keep up with movies that much.
Uh-uh. Me neither.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the last movie I was that I went to was. Probably It. I want to see Thor Ragnarok. It's out now.
I hear that one's pretty funny.
I hear it's
the
great.
The director was pretty good with the...
I hear a lot of people were pissed off, though, because it was released outside of America, like, a week or 2 weeks before.
Oh.
And then America had to wait until this week to see it.
Who cares?
I know, right?
Who gives
it's like,
a
whatever.
Shit. I'm first. No, you're not. The people who made the movie saw it first, man.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It's not a race.
And the people who have Showbox don't even have to pay a ticket.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not going to pay for... Yeah, just kidding. I'll probably go to the movie theater for Ragnarok.
There it was really good, though. Yeah. It was great.
There are a few movies that I will not go to the theater for.
Yeah.
Well, most of them.
I'm just not into superhero movies.
I think you mentioned that before.
Yeah. Yeah. Still haven't seen The Guardians of the Galaxy 2. I haven't seen that one yet.
I liked it. I should probably watch it again because I've only seen it maybe once.
Yeah.
I need to rewatch it. Rewatch. Yeah, so now that I got that project PC to fix up, I don't know what I'm going to do with it. I mean, I know I need to look at all the parts and what I can salvage and what I can chuck and throw out.
Yeah.
I don't know, though, how much it's going to end up costing me.
Hmm.
Hopefully not too much.
Yeah. Well, isn't the tower, like, one of the most expensive
the
pieces?
The tower is dope.
Yeah.
And it is one of the more expensive components of the PC. I think the next most expensive thing, you could either have the processor or the graphics card.
Hmm.
And maybe the motherboard after that.
Yeah.
Hard drives, I forgot. Those can be expensive.
Depending on...
If you want solid state hard drive and how many terabytes you want.
Yeah.
want 4 terabytes.
Yeah. It's not even a question of a terabyte, it's how many terabytes
now. Yeah.
Because a terabyte's the baseline.
Oh my
gosh. That's crazy. That's so much data storage.
You don't need even 1 terabyte.
Terabyte's insane. That's so much.
I know.
It's nuts.
I think I have like a... My external hard drive that I have is a 500 gig.
Mm.
That's like half a terabyte.
Yeah.
So, I haven't even gotten near filling it up.
Yeah.
The only thing that I maybe terabytes are becoming
standard issue.
Standard, and like maybe file sizes have grown. I know audio and video are big. Video is probably the biggest.
Yeah.
I notice a lot of games that I have to download now are like 60 gigs.
Even if you get a disc, you put it in. Oh,
yeah.
It's to update.
Uh huh.
16 gigabyte update.
I know.
Insane.
That's.
Why even have a disc then? What's the
yeah,
point?
Terabytes used to be this massive thing.
Yeah.
And now they're. I mean, they still are massive.
Yeah.
But it's easier to fill them up now, I think.
Yeah.
I still think a terabyte per person is plenty. Like, personally, I don't think I have more than a terabyte of information.
Right.
I probably only have, like, 200 gigs.
Yeah.
That's it.
Do you think a person has a terabyte of information stored in their brain? Just memories and...
I'd have to look more about how the brain works, because I know it's, like, connections and, like, signals.
So maybe it's not even comparable.
Yeah, because there's no definite, like, position where you store a memory.
Right.
Like, on a hard drive, there's a bit point. Like, there's 01010, you know? That's where it's located on the disk. But on your brain, it's like...
Is it a burned image, or is it...
It's actually just like a connection of electric signals.
Yeah.
So, like, when the electric signal goes from A to F to E to D, that means one memory.
Right.
And when it goes to A to Q to R to Z, that's another memory. That's the way I've understood it, at least.
Yeah.
But, yeah, maybe a terabyte. I bet somebody's already done some sort of study comparing the brain.
Mm.
But computers are a lot more efficient.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
in some aspects.
Yeah. I'm still going to stick with my guns.
if the operator knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No kidding. The computer I have, it still runs XP.
Yeah.
So that's how old it is. But I was looking at it with my cousin when my dad came up for the wedding, and before they went back down for the hunt. And a lot of the stuff still seems okay. It's just I need to see if it's compatible with, like, the motherboard. Like, if the motherboard can handle a new graphics card, or if I need to switch out the processor, which I might not have to. But it's only dual core.
Oh,
I want, like, a quad core, at
least.
So maybe I will have to change that. And if I change that, that's going to mean I have to change a few other things.
Yeah.
Like, I might even have to take the whole thing apart. So
start from scratch.
It's kind of just a project to keep me not depressed.
Yeah.
Winter's coming. I bought my ski pass too.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
To Beaver. It's nice. It's cheap.
Yeah.
For students. Hopefully I'll go a lot.
Get your money's worth.
Yeah. When was the last time you snowboarded?
Oh, God.
You had to rent, right?
No, I own my own, but when I first started out, I was renting.
Yeah, I remember we went with Chase, and we got potato tacos, and we ate clementines.
Yeah, man. That was fun. Yeah, it's been 3 years since I hit the slopes, I think. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just remember that time we went, it started snowing, and it was, like, perfect. But because of the time of night it was, like, the snow kept sticking to the bottom of our boards.
Yeah.
And we would go down and we'd get stuck. And we're like, ow!
Yeah. That
and
was fun, though.
Chase was a lot better than we were.
Oh, yeah.
He was hauling butt down the hill.
Jeez, yeah. Yeah, I struggle with the toe-in turns. It's just...
I finally got it down. It took me until...
It's a psychological thing. Like, I know I can do it, but I'm just like...
You're
I'm just
afraid you're
going to
break your wrists.
Face. No, break my nose,
your,
man.
Yeah, in your face.
Smash right into the ice.
Yeah. I finally figured it out, and I figured it out after I got back from Mexico.
Hmm.
I had been toying with it a little bit, like, before. Like,
yeah.
Senior year, maybe a little bit after that. But, like, I was still... sketch, like, a little iffy on it.
Yeah.
I was, like, nervous is the word I'm looking for. But once you get it down, you can start to carve and stuff, and it gets pretty cool.
Yeah.
I still don't do jumps or box rails or any of that parks,
advanced
whatever.
Stuff,
no way. That's how people do break their arms and legs.
Yeah.
I like just going down the slopes and hitting powders every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's all casual.
Yeah. Well, I remember it was probably the second or third time I ever went snowboarding. I was out with my friend Austin, and I can't remember what park it was, but they have, like, the main lift stops at two places.
I think it might be Sundance.
Maybe. I can't remember.
They have one that stops at two spots?
Yeah. But it was where they did Olympics. Was that Snowbird?
It probably would be a Snowbird, places? Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what lift has two spots. Yeah, wait. Yeah, I do. It, meh, whatever.
Yeah. Either way, the first one is, like, there's a good selection, but if you get up to the top one, it's black diamonds and double black diamonds. That's it.
Yeah.
And we just went up to the top one, had no idea. We get there and we're like, oh shit.
And you're like miles away from the
bottom.
We
had to go down, man. We had to.
Unless you want
to
get back on the lift.
Yeah. Well, they don't even let you go backwards.
They don't?
Because it's like, stupid. It's just like that one drop off point and then it like comes up and whips around and yeah, I don't know, man. It was sketchy. I never had more fun, though. It was awesome. Like, just the views and just, like, I don't know.
That's what I enjoy most about it.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about buying... Mm-hmm. Like, I want to get... The second reason, besides gaming, that I want to fix up the computer so I can start doing more video editing.
Mm.
My little brother's into that, and I want to try to get into it with him. Maybe bond a little bit and be like, hey,
man.
I got a nice computer to edit videos with. Let's do it. But I also need equipment to film with. I don't have anything besides that drone I bought off of them, which I haven't even, like, flown ever because I just don't want to.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to get, like, in trouble or something because they're just, all right, kid, you can't fly that here.
Right.
You know?
I'm going to shoot it down.
So I need to either buy a GoPro for when I'm snowboarding and stuff like that or, like, a nice knockoff brand of GoPro.
Yeah.
I don't know, like a Sony something.
Yeah, the Gear 360, I guess,
Samsung.
Is pretty sweet. Yeah,
I could get a Samsung one. Anyway, I'll probably invest into that.
Yeah.
Once I get a PC that can edit stuff, I'll buy the equipment I need to record and film, and then I can start doing it as a hobby.
Yeah.
And then I can actually help out on the podcast.
Well, we don't do video.
I know.
We could if we wanted, but it's too much.
Or like a little animation in the background.
Yeah.
But we don't do YouTube anymore. Our YouTube channels, I don't think anybody liked it anyway. It's better this way.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, it's just... Yeah. YouTube's dead.
It really is. Everybody
it's
I watch
it's demonetizing everybody.
Everybody I watch on YouTube still, they at least have one or two videos criticizing YouTube.
Yeah.
Or at least discussing why they are going to Patreon or they're going to this and away from YouTube. It's over.
Yeah, man. It was too bad.
Really
YouTube was great. It was great, man. It's too commercial now. Yeah.
Those darn hippies.
Ugh. I'm worried about this net neutrality shit.
I'm not following it. I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe I need to be reminded.
Just, I don't know.
Internet?
Comcast is going to rule the world, man.
Oh, I get what you mean. Net neutrality.
Yeah. We're heading towards syndication. Walmart and Comcast.
It's all going to be monopolized.
Own our balls.
Yeah, they're going to own our... They're going to own more than our balls. They're going to own the semen in our balls.
This newborn child... belongs to Xfinity.
If you don't make your monthly payments, they're gonna come and what is it? Repo him.
Yeah.
Repossess.
God. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's weird shit. I just want AI to take over.
You do?
Yeah.
I want it to be like iRobot, where the robots are stronger than us, and we designed them that way, out of stupidity. And then they, like, punch our faces and stuff.
You're supposed to be our slaves.
Yeah. That was, like, the one criticism of iRobot, is why don't just make the robots super weak?
Yeah.
And then they can't do anything to you.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd like it to, like, do all the jobs that require, like, thinking and analysis.
Yeah.
Things where, like, human error really make a big deal. Yeah. Because, I don't know, I feel like humanities are where it's at. You know, like, little things, coffee shops, like, entertainment, music, stuff like that. human
as
stuff.
A consumer or
as a
worker?
As a job. That's what you do for a living.
That is what most people
human
do
stuff.
As a living.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Something you enjoy. Because you don't enjoy doing analytical shit. Nobody does.
Yeah.
Not for a living. You know, like to solve puzzles, yeah, but you're not solving puzzles for a living. If you had to play Sudoku for a living, you would fucking hate your life. You would
unless
hate that
you really,
job.
Really like Sudoku.
I guess, yeah.
Which I don't. I've probably completed maybe like two
yeah.
in my whole life.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just... I don't know. I have a skewed view of the future, and I think that's... It's
okay, I'm just trying to think of how a robot would do my job. All I do is open doors and make sure nobody gets in that's not supposed to.
Yeah.
I have
yeah.
to walk around and look at stuff. Oh, there's the light switch isn't working here. That light bulb's burnt out. Or like...
But they wouldn't have to call an electrician. They just open it up.
Yeah.
Fix it.
Some like Swiss Army knife like hand
yeah.
like swaps out with them and they're like boop and it like it extends like go gadget.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. Weird stuff. That probably won't happen in our lifetime though.
There are things that are becoming automated though.
Yeah. Like self-driving cars. I think that's a must. I think we talked about it last time. But it's just I don't know, man. It's gotta be better.
I don't
than
trust
human
it for now.
Cars. Well, for now, yeah.
Yeah,
but
once
it's
once they've
better.
Mapped out the roads and like they have like a very finite like, it's practically on a track almost,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. Well, because if everything's automated, then it could all be on the same system, you know.
Exactly, and then it'll
yeah.
know where everything is at every time.
Yeah.
It'll be like.
It'd be like those GIFs of like perfect traffic, you know, where cars
yeah.
are just missing by centimeters and shit. Yeah.
Even though those are false and
yeah.
fake.
Well, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I could understand it happening
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Really. Because, I mean, the problem with that, though, is, like, when they build a new road, they have to put it into the system, and then they have to, like, scan it, I guess,
yeah.
so that the car knows,
yeah.
like...
I'm which... sure they have expensive testing done
mm-hmm.
and stuff, yeah. Those, crash dummies have to have a job after, so...
Yeah.
yeah.
They need to get more wrecks.
Yeah, I don't know. Future's weird to think about.
It's like, that used to be my job. And then a crash dummy took it away from me. I used to be the guy who would sit in cars and then they would crash it into a wall. That was my job and it took it away from me.
Yeah.
Now I don't make a living. Who are the people that are complaining about robots taking over their jobs? Computers or stuff? I don't even know. I've heard them before, and I've never had very too much sympathy for them.
Yeah, yeah. Just being a leech. I don't know. Because if you work at a corporation, you just see how many people just really don't give a shit, man.
Or they don't do their job.
They don't do their job because they get paid more for not doing their job.
Yeah.
Like, where I'm working, it's ridiculous, man. This is the only job I've ever had where the better you get at your job, the less money you make.
Yeah,
because it's
I think
it's
you
hourly.
Mentioned that. Didn't you say
it's
you were
hourly.
Getting a raise? Or
oh,
you
yeah,
promoted?
That was another thing. Yeah, I got promoted with no raise.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
I thought it was you.
But man,
somebody
it's
mentioned
so
that.
Dumb.
My job is very already just set in stone.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like...
So you're not, like, in production. You're not...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there are things that I could do less. Mm-hmm. And if people were, like, breathing over my shoulder, I'd feel weird.
Yeah, yeah.
But I personally do my job to the standard that they've told me to. I don't... I've seen people that don't do it. People that just like, okay, bye, I'll see you. And then they just sit at the desk
yeah.
for the entire shift.
Yeah.
And then they... Yeah, they're like, oh, yeah, I probably should write my report now. But, yeah, I don't do that.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, even just at, like, concerts and stuff. Like, I'm pretty... diligent about not watching the show
yeah.
watching
yeah.
the crowd and watching the gate that I'm posted at but some people they'll like watch the concert
yeah. hit the joint
probably they have their smoke breaks
yeah
one guy he came up to me and he's like hey have you seen my boss I'm not gonna say his name but have you seen the boss I'm like yeah I saw him like 30 minutes ago has he been here recently I'm like no he's like okay watch me for a sec. This guy's been in, like, the military or whatever.
Yeah.
I think I said this. Didn't I?
I don't remember this story.
Oh, never mind. So he goes behind a truck that was backstage. kind of like a loading truck.
Yeah.
And like he literally just lights a cigarette and it just goes the whole thing like within 30 seconds. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't all at once, but he did like maybe he probably huffed it like 4 times and it was gone. And I was like, "Dang, Daniel." Yeah. But he totally just downed one.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, I'm good now.
Yeah.
I guess he gets in trouble if he's on a smoke break without asking for one.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't like us doing that at our posts. If you're going to do it, you need to do it at the lunch break that they give us or whatever. They're super nice when they give us lunch.
Yeah.
I mentioned one time because he said how much they paid for everybody. And it was like $500 in food just for everybody that was working at that moment.
Oh, okay. Like
and,
at one
and
event?
Yeah, one event. Okay. $500 for everybody. I guess is what it added up to. And I was like, holy cow. You guys are really too nice to us. You shouldn't even have to do that.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, well, it probably cost us more if we had you guys bring your own lunch and then you take your own break.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because what they'll do is they'll call in like 4 people at a time. They're like, hey, you, and you, come in, eat your food, and then rotate with the next person. So you'll go in, eat your food, not take too long. You don't want to keep people waiting.
Yeah, yeah.
But you also need to, like, sit down, drink a water bottle, kind of relax.
Yeah.
And then you go back to your post. I mean, you're not there for too long. The concert's usually, like, you get there at 4, and then you go till, like, 10. So, like, 6 hours of
That's
standing.
Not bad.
6 hours of standing, watching, and it's very laid back. I mean, I could see how people would gain weight at the job that I have.
Yeah.
Kind of the opposite of what you would think of a security guard. You think they're like muscular,
I've
beefy.
I've seen enough security guards. Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of them let themselves go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Especially the ones that have to sit at like a desk with cameras and stuff. I'm glad I don't. I have to sit at a desk, but we don't have cameras. We just have to get up and walk around the building.
Yeah.
But enough of that.
Yeah, I'm such a hippie, man. I'm so against corporate America.
Well,
it's ridiculous.
Me and my roommate are becoming more and more, as he would quote put it, libertarian, as we've talked about on our previous podcast, because of laws and
regulation,
especially city laws. I talked to my dad and I texted him a while back. I can't remember what he said, but he said something along the lines of, "Yeah, those stupid city council members, you know, they just don't think things through."
Yeah.
They pass whatever.
Yeah, they don't have to have any kind of educational background.
Nope.
Nothing. They just get elected and think they're all hoity-toity.
Like the city engineers and stuff.
Yeah. It's weird stuff, man. I just hate how bureaucratic everything feels nowadays. Like even TV shows, it's like watered down humor.
It really
is.
They
don't want to offend anybody.
And it's all kind of one-sided, too.
Yeah. It's all, yeah, it's so left-leaning.
Yeah, there was a TV show that for a while was pretty conservative. It was that Man of the House or whatever with Tim Allen, Last Man Standing. That was what it's called. But that got canceled.
Yeah, really?
I can't remember. There was a controversy behind it. I probably should look it up and see why. But I think it was shut down because people were bitching about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really
Everyone's
know.
So afraid of being called a racist that they, like, go to such lengths to accuse everybody else of being a racist just so that they'll get passed over.
I laugh in their face when I get accused of being a racist. I mean, I haven't been called out for being a racist ever.
Yeah.
But I know, like, I'm not a racist.
Yeah.
But yeah, you see stuff and that. People calling other people, you're racist and whatever. I just watched a video of a high school student arguing with his teacher. And she was talking about how, oh, cops are shooting black people left and right and whatever. That's an exaggeration, but that's what her standpoint was. And he was saying, no, there's more crime of black on black, which is not discussed very much because...
Yeah.
We're not allowed to talk about
it. It's a controversial statistic.
It really is.
It's a statistic nonetheless.
And then she was throwing out every attempt to try to, like, disprove him and show him how he was wrong because he's a kid in high school.
Yeah.
And, I got really disgusted because she was using so many, what do they call them, errors or in thinking?
Logical
logical
fallacy.
Yeah. Just horrible.
Post high.
And she was talking over him the entire time.
Yeah.
Not allowing him to express his opinion.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that really ticks me, is when people are like that.
Yeah, virtue signaling. They just say these big words to make them sound so intelligent, but they don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
And they'll
about.
Never let you butt in or give you room
yeah.
to talk.
Yeah. It's like they're bringing news like CNN to into real life. Like, they're bringing up all these talking points to say, oh, I'm part of the conversation, you know. I know what's going on. No, you don't. No, you don't. You haven't seen racism.
I haven't seen the real face of racism for a very long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there are certain people that are.
Oh, yeah,
like,
they're out there.
Yeah.
For sure.
But I think it's more of a... Like, as it is today, for those outlier people that are just, like, one in 100, maybe. For those people that are out there, it's a watered-down version of what it was once was.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're considered racist by our terms.
Yeah.
But if you go back, they're not as racist as they could be.
Yeah. It's weird, man.
Yep.
But it's genetic, though.
It can be.
Just fear of others. No, it is.
Oh, you mean
it's
a human nature?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in our biology to just...
Like how we're afraid of the unknown as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's another genetic.
Yeah, we're just...
We're afraid of different.
Yeah.
Of like something that's different. I guess so. I guess you kind of put up like a protection. Like what is this? This is new.
Well, it's an evolutionary advantage because that's where diseases come from that your society's not used to.
It's like your brain saying, hey, tread lightly. This is a new experience.
Yeah, yeah.
Which comes off as racist.
Well, some people take it the wrong way and they take it to the extreme.
Yeah.
And use it as racism. But it's... It's just a defense mechanism, really.
Yeah. Like, every once in a while, I'm very I'm very cautious about talking to people in Spanish, just because, like, I don't know them. Like, they're kind of... I just treat them like I would treat anyone else. Mm. Like, at work, there's a cleaning crew that... They didn't know I spoke Spanish for, like, the first 2 or 3 weeks that I worked there.
Yeah.
And then, I can't remember what happened... Something happened where they overheard me speaking Spanish, I think. I can't remember how I introduced it.
You dropped something, you said, orale.
Something, I don't know. They were leaving, and I said, okay, bye, or something stupid.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I didn't know that you speak Spanish.
Yeah.
And then now we're really good. We're very comfortable around each other, and they just speak only Spanish to me.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to, that's speaking someone's native tongue. Has got to be such a cool experience for them, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. When I first came back, the thing I noticed about, like, one of my dad's cousins, the guy who I worked at the golf course with, his wife is from Peru, and she speaks really pretty good English. But, like, my whole entire idea, like, changed about her, because she spoke English with, like, an accent, and, like, you know, I've always known her that way. And then my mind, like, when I went to Mexico, got, like, rearranged, like, reprogrammed, right?
Yeah.
And I come back, and I speak Spanish to her, and she's, like, a whole different person.
Yeah. Seems
like,
more intelligent.
Yeah, I don't know what it has to do. It just carries that. I hate
it
that
does.
Accents make you seem like you're less intelligent.
Yeah, it does.
And it's totally not the case.
Yeah, it's not true, but it, yeah.
But I come back, and I speak to her now, and it's just, like, she speaks to me in Spanish, and I'm like, whoa. Like, she's super articulate.
You just
and,
see
like,
the depth of... Yeah,
yeah, and I'm seeing her through my Spanish brain now instead of my English brain.
Yeah.
And it's just like, whoa. It's like mind blown.
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of goes back to what we were talking about a few episodes before about how
her personality.
Limiting language is.
Yeah.
That we communicate with language and it's limiting, really.
Her personality is 100% different, too. Comparing her two halves, like, if I were to say, like, her English half and her Peruvian half, they're two different people.
Yeah.
They really are. So I found that very interesting.
Mm.
Yeah. It's the same with everybody else I talk to in Spanish, though.
Yeah. I think that's just having it be your second language.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just... Because learning languages, you really feel like, oh, man, I can't have a... meaningful conversation with anybody because I'm always second guessing what I'm saying, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, once you get to the point though that people compliment you on how well and fluent you are, like you think you've got your ground base.
No longer a gringo.
Yeah, I'm no longer a gringo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know I still have an accent, but people like, they're like amazed, like, wow, you speak it so well.
And yeah.
Sometimes I wonder, like, their level of enthusiasm for the way I speak English, I mean Spanish, like, I don't think we do that when we hear them speak English.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really praise them. They're like, wow, you speak so well. Like, I'm amazed.
Huh.
You know?
Yeah, that's a
so
good point.
In Spanish, they're like, oh my gosh, like, you speak way better. And you've only been here for, like,
right.
6 months? Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's very, like, animated.
Yeah.
But, like, when they speak English to us, we're like, oh, you speak English very well. And then that's,
right?
like, the end of it.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, okay, huh.
Yeah. That's totally
it's not
true.
The same.
Yeah.
I never noticed that until just now.
Yeah, because there's a we have a cafeteria at work.
Maybe it's just not as prevalent.
Maybe, yeah.
Like, we almost expect them to speak English.
Right.
But when they see us, they're like, oh, they don't speak Spanish. And then when we actually do, they're like surprised, like, oh, whoa, he does.
Huh.
That's interesting.
I think it's just a cultural thing, honestly.
Could be.
Because, I don't know. That is interesting, yeah. I'm going to be thinking about that one all week.
I think it's personally because we don't learn Spanish as much as they learn English.
Mm.
Like, there's more people that learn English than there are people willing to learn Spanish.
Mm.
So, like, when somebody actually does learn Spanish, it's like a new surprise.
Yeah, yeah.
But when somebody learns English, it's like, oh, yeah, you know English. It's just, like, expected.
You should know it, yeah. Yeah, it's that kind of attitude. Yeah.
But when I went to Mexico, they expected me to speak Spanish, too. So, like, you should learn Spanish. You're here.
Yeah.
So that's kind of there, too.
Yeah.
But they still are more surprised about it.
Hmm.
That's deep.
Maybe it's the Latin. Just the
Latin?
They're a more romantic bunch.
That could be it, too, because they're very, very passionate.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't know whether it's genuine or not. Sometimes I feel like it's faked, but at the same time, like, I hope it's genuine.
Yeah. I think it is, but
with
it's
certain,
like,
people, I really do know it's genuine. Like,
right.
Some people that I still know back in Mexico, they were genuine about it.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes here, I have to second guess myself. Like, are you just saying that to be nice, or you just really mean that?
Yeah.
Are you playing tricks with me? Like an American would. Are you playing games with me like an American would? Are you taking advantage of me?
Yeah.
Don't you lie to me. That's something that my mom was mentioning about just in general, because my stepdad, he sells cars and he has the driver's ed school.
Mm.
Since there's a lot of people moving out into these new developments for working for Oracle, Adobe, and all those tech companies, they're coming from, like, India and, you know, these Japanese people and everything, right? Just tech and business people.
Yeah.
It brings a lot of people from all over the world. Every states, every nation.
Yeah.
But my dad has somehow, like, cornered the market on offering driver's ed to Indian and Muslim people, I guess. Because he found one person. And then they were, like, amazed, like, that my dad is from Pakistan, and he was able to help them get their driver's license.
Mm.
So they told all of their friends that haven't got their license yet, you need to go take driver's ed from this guy.
Yeah.
And then all five of them go to my dad, and then they refer five more, and she's gone out of control.
That's awesome.
So my mom, she's been dealing a lot with these people, and that's who we had to go help move today, is because my dad has been somewhat a little too friendly with them, to where they come to him for advice on everything. Like, oh no, I lost my bus pass.
Yeah.
Who do I call to get my bus pass back?
Yeah.
Or something stupid like that. That's not a good example, because that didn't happen. But little things like that.
Yeah.
So they call my dad and say, we're moving, like, what do we do? Like, do we have to call, like, my dad should have just told them to call a U-Haul place, because it's not expensive. But he's like, he offered for them to borrow our truck, and then they're just calling for every little thing. And my mom's getting really annoyed because they're constantly calling my stepdad asking him, what do I do? What do I do? Because they're new here. They're trying to adapt and develop. And
but it's kind of hard to draw the line of where are they taking advantage of you?
Draw the line between business and friends. Yeah. I mean, he taught them driver's ed, and that should be the end of it. Like,
right.
He's invited them over for dinner, which was like a step in the wrong direction, because now they're like, oh, like, we're best friends. Like,
yeah.
We're kind of like the only people they know here, so they kind of just do it. So, yeah, taking advantage. You got to draw that line, and you don't know where it is because you're like...
I've struggled so much with that in my life, man.
Yeah?
It's hard.
Helping people out?
Well, even with, like... Well, I don't want to get into it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. We all know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, my mom, she's extremely angry right now with my stepdad because he's actually mad, too, because recently somebody he sold a car to was like... Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. They want to buy it, they don't want to buy it. They want to buy it, they don't want to buy it. And then when he's finally like, okay, well, this other customer wants to buy it, yes or no, they're like, okay, fine, I'll buy it. And then they buy it, and then they're not satisfied with it. So they call him, and they're like, I don't like this, and la la. And he's just like, oh.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a giant mess. Because they think that they're friends with him, and, like, he's going to cut them a deal. Some of them have gone even as far as saying, like, just pass me. And he's like, I can't do that. That's illegal.
Yeah.
They're like, but you're brown like me. Just pass me. You're a brother.
Yeah.
You're one of us.
Yeah.
Just pass me. Give me my license.
Everybody's looking to get ahead in life.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if it's. You wouldn't go to a white guy and do that, would you? Just pass me, white dude. You're one of me.
Well, it depends. I don't know. I don't think it's as much that. They're the same color, that he's just a nice guy.
Well, my cousin, who's from Pakistan, and he's been living in Canada going to school, and he's finally back here now. He said it was that. He said it's their culture.
Really?
They are looking to take advantage of you.
Mm.
And they are saying, hey, it's because you're brown. You're going to cut me a deal because we know each other.
Mm.
And my dad's not that way because he's been here practically his entire life.
Yeah.
So
your dad's a really nice guy.
He extremely is.
Yeah.
But even people in our neighborhood have started to do it. Like, expecting... Like, my little brother started doing, like, a leaf collecting business. And he's sucking up the leaves in the machine, and it, like, grinds them up or whatever. And, like, just because they're our neighbors, they think that they can, like...
Get it for free.
Get out of it or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that happened was, recently, my parents have just been a little bit more cautious about lending our stuff to people because we've had bad experiences in the past. So somebody called him and asked him if they could borrow his truck and trailer, the big one, right? Because they know he has it.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I'm totally willing to do that. Could you just put it on your insurance for the day? Or something like that. I guess it's not a very hard process because my dad was dealing with cars all the time. I guess he knows how easy it is to do it. But I can see how the other person on the other end of the line is like, well, that's kind of weird. He's wanting me to... he wants to help me out, but shouldn't he just give me his trailer?
Yeah.
You know? That's kind of the expectation. Hey, can I borrow your trailer? Sure, just take it.
Right.
But this is an exception. Sure, take it, but put it on the insurance for your day.
Yeah.
And then they got put off, and they're like, oh, never mind. We got somebody else to help us.
Yeah.
But for some reason, like, my dad, he's always doing this kind of thing and that kind of thing, helping people out. Plowing their driveways and stuff, but like, it doesn't fall back on us. It never returns.
Yeah.
It doesn't return as often as it. Almost never.
Yeah.
Like almost never.
Yeah, I've totally noticed that.
And I've had people like up at Utah State that I've done the same kind of thing. Like, oh yeah, sure, I'll do these things. And it never falls back to me. Not the case with this Tuesday night party. He bought me my drinks and stuff, and I was just designated driver, and it was like sick.
Yeah.
But, like, other examples, it's happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to you. Like,
oh, yeah.
You do something nice, and then that person will never, ever do anything nice back. Or even you'll do, like, three or four things nice for them, and you still haven't got one.
Yeah.
It's kind of just, like, nice to know that they'll do it back. It's, like, a mutual thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's one-sided, and you kind of get, like, left out. I'm always doing these things, but, like... I don't feel good because of it.
Yeah, you feel like you're being walked all over. Taken advantage of. Yeah, it's shitty. Was that your phone?
Yeah, it was.
Okay. What that was.
I forgot it wasn't on the vibrate. Now it is.
Yeah, man.
not to my roommate, asking if we want to just buy a house. And I'm like, probably not.
I'm not looking for a lifelong commitment right now, man.
Yeah. We already talked about marrying each other so that we could live in the same apartment.
So it just naturally makes sense that
yeah.
you ask to get a house.
I'd have to look more into detail.
Hilarious.
I don't think I'm ready for that, though.
Right, yeah. Well, the problem is, who... Because if
whose
you
name
both
is
go
it
in
under?
On it... No, exactly. It's who gets the equity. That's
uh-huh.
the problem. Because if one person wants to move out, they don't get half the equity of the house.
No.
So that's the problem with getting a house with somebody. I've looked into it. It's, you know, it's, it would just get messy in
yep.
relationships.
That's why I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd advise against it.
He says one of us could get a mortgage and two other people pay rent.
Yeah.
You do you.
I guess, yeah.
I'll pay rent.
If you really structured it that way, but then you'd have to say, well, then you pay 75% of the down payment. We'll pay 25, you know.
As renters?
Yeah. Because then they get the value of the house if you guys move out, you know. But
I guess.
Yeah, I guess you'd have to figure it out somehow. But
depends on what you're dealing.
Yeah, yeah. Just be a messy situation.
I don't want to have to be responsible for renters, like in charge of them. Like be their landlord.
Yeah.
I don't want
yeah.
to be in that position because I know how hairy it can get.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why.
Then you're just
that's
a
why
bad
when,
guy
mm-hmm.
from the get go.
That's yeah. why when my stepdad and my mom said, "Hey, do you think it would be a good idea to buy a house in Logan and rent it to students?"
Mm.
And I'm like, "In the long run, maybe
you'll make money.
You'll make money, but it'll
but
be a very hairy
at a cost.
Situation.
Yeah,
because you'll get good renters and you'll get bad renters.
Yeah,
and you'll get problems with the house and you'll have to fix them, and you'll run into a bunch of legal." Issues like you can't rent to more than three people,
yeah,
and
yeah.
you have to kick two of them out.
Yeah.
So I don't want to deal with that personally. I'd rather just rent right now until I find somebody that I'm actually going to settle down with,
yeah.
and then consider buying
house.
A house.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll just wait until I. Get back up to Logan or in my car to respond to him.
Let it simmer.
Yeah, let him think I'm pondering about it, like stroking my chin or something.
Yeah.
My mustache, like, I've been doing this for hours.
Yeah.
I listened to the last podcast, and something that I noticed was we were talking about the aliens, right? And Joe Rogan, was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the Blink-182 guy. But we never gave any context to our listeners. We kind of just jumped into it, and they were kind of like, what are they talking about?
Yeah.
We should try to...
Well, it's like, where do you start with that shit, though?
I know.
There's no starting point.
We could have at least introduced saying, hey, both of us watched this podcast last week. About
well, we kind
of
did. Because
I mean, I guess
we
if they're
a,
smart enough,
yeah
I
yeah.
think... I'm just going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they're smart enough to use deductive reasoning to figure out
yeah.
what we're saying.
Yeah.
But if we were more courteous podcast hosts...
Well, we did actually record for about an hour beforehand.
That is true.
We were already into
the rhythm of it.
Yeah.
So our bad, my bad,
yeah.
your bad. Podcast bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, I listened back on it and I'm like, huh. We are jerks. But I don't care anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe people just should be smarter and to figure it out.
Yeah. Let's
like,
I didn't
I don't want
like,
a baby
well,
cause spoon feeder.
I don't want to claim that I know everything about
that
it.
That too.
You know.
That's why I say, like, I probably should look that up. Because
yeah.
I don't know.
I know as much as the next guy about it, you know.
This is just a casual, like, get-together talk.
It's just an interesting thing to think about. Yeah. And I want to whet their curiosity. I want them to look into it.
That's true.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoon feed them.
I want, selfishly, I want them to send us things so that we can learn more about it. That's
but
what
they
I want.
Don't.
Yeah, they don't.
I should make like 4 fake accounts and like send stuff. You guys should probably do better in this area.
Yeah.
You could do better at this. Oh, you should totally talk about this.
Yeah.
I'm too lazy to do that. That's too much effort.
Right. Yeah.
I feel like this was an experimental process and a hobby, and it'll pick up when it picks up.
Yeah.
I don't even care if it picks up.
Yeah, it's been so beneficial to me.
Yeah.
Just podcasting. I think everybody should do a fucking podcast. It's great, man. It's great.
Yeah.
Being able to sit down and have an hour-long conversation with somebody, you don't get that anywhere else.
Right?
You don't get that.
People pull their phones out too much.
Yeah.
I mean, I pulled my phone out for, like, 2 seconds just, like, 3 minutes ago.
Yeah.
But, like, we've been talking this whole time and I haven't done anything.
Right.
I feel like you go to lunch with somebody and, like, you eat and lunch and whatever, but sometimes it's distracting.
Mm.
Well, actually, maybe not. Maybe this is just, like, a lunch thing. Podcast lunch time, I guess. So we're not eating or drinking.
Yeah.
It's we're in a coffee shop.
Yeah.
Actually, we could be wherever we tell our viewers we are.
Right? We're on the moon right now.
You hear that noise? That's our moon base.
That's the
ventilation
keeping
system.
Keeping it pressurized.
Yeah. Now I'm really going to think we're there. I'm going to listen to this podcast and be like, wow, we went to the moon?
Yeah. Why don't I remember that?
They already know too much about us.
Right.
They know that we're what state we're from and where we live.
Yeah.
I don't know if they know where you live. They know where I live.
Well, if they were smart, they could deduce maybe a location, a general location.
I don't think we've ever said your city name.
No, but
maybe
close
we did
enough.
Once.
I think we've explained. They know I live in a high place. So that's...
I'm on a high place to hell.
Yeah. Ugh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been thinking about school again. I don't know what I want to major in this time.
I've been thinking a little too much about school, that it stressed me out.
Yeah.
And that's why I had to drop all my classes.
You didn't tell me that?
Yeah, I did this
shit,
week,
man.
On Monday.
Wow.
That's
oh, for next semester?
No, this semester.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I actually need to talk about it and like start bringing it out into light because I need to accept it.
Hmm.
But I was too stressed and too depressed,
mm.
and I still need to get my shit together.
Did you just take on too much at
I
one
did.
Time? Yeah.
That, and I'm still trying to get over something that I struggled with a couple semesters back.
Yeah.
So, I had a really hard class that I just couldn't get over.
Yeah.
And I was doing fine before that. Like, everything's always come easy to me. High school, you know. UCAS was a little bit of a challenge, but it was still decently... doable.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I got back from 2 years in Mexico, and I'm good for my first two semesters.
Mm.
And then I hit Calc 2, and I had to take it at UVU over the summer.
Mm.
And I finally passed it and overcame that beast and got like a B out of it.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
was really nice. I was so proud. And then after that, like, something changed in me. Like, I was just like, something in my mixture just changed, and I just haven't... I lost my drive or my...
You lost passion in
my
your life.
Yeah, I did. I lost my drive, what drives me and what motivates me.
Yeah.
So I have no motivation to do homework.
Yeah.
I have no motivation to do BS classes like the Spanish class that I'm taking. It has nothing to do with Spanish. It's basically a history class on Spain.
Yeah.
España. And I have no interest in that because the reason I'm getting a Spanish minor is to demonstrate that I speak Spanish, not that I know about Spain. I mean, that might be important to some people, and I could probably learn things from it, but that's not what I'm doing because it's a minor.
Yeah.
My focus is physics and math.
Yeah, yeah.
And even that, I lost all my motivation and my drive this semester. I got really depressed, and I was like, I don't know what to do, I don't know what to do. So I was like, okay, take a breather, drop all your classes while you still can without consequences. They drop it, you get a W on your transcript or whatever, right?
Yeah.
I was able to drop all of them except for one class, which I'm going to go talk tomorrow to somebody about. Not tomorrow, Monday, because tomorrow's Sunday. Nobody's going to be there.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to focus on something like a hobby to kind of like, like to let out, like a project, like my computer or like drone stuff or editing.
Yeah.
And then when spring rolls around after I've gone to like counseling and therapy and stuff and kind of got back into it. I hope to take classes again.
That's smart, man.
Yeah, I just went on a spiel, a giant ramble.
Ramble on!
But that's what happened to me this week.
Yeah.
And that was pretty big, actually. That was a lot of information. But it's good to say it.
Mm.
My mom knows about it. My stepdad knows about it. My roommates don't know about it yet, so I'm going to have to tell them why I'm not going to class.
Yeah.
Because the past couple of weeks I've actually been, like, sleeping in from my 9 o'clock class and my 10 o'clock class. And then I go up to campus for, like, one or two classes and then come back down. And they've noticed that. They're like, hey, like, what's up with you?
Mm.
I don't know. I just didn't feel like going today. I didn't need to.
Yeah.
That was what I was saying.
Yeah.
Now they're going to know why.
Mm.
Or I don't have to tell them at all and just pretend I'm still going to class.
Yeah, you know, and that's good enough, man. Yeah.
I know, and the podcast knows.
Yeah.
Shit.
All 60 of them? Dude, I don't know how many people are listening now.
You lost track?
I had it buttoned down to like 30, but ever since DGAF, like, we had 130 listens on that one episode. I don't know how many people are listening. I don't get it, man. I don't know why they're listening.
I feel like we let them down when we had like a month hiatus.
Oh, I know, man. I feel so bad about that.
Even now, we're so getting shitty. Back into it. This is good, though. We've got 2 weeks running.
Yeah.
We should get a chalkboard and do tally marks. We've got 2 weeks.
Right?
Last, 2 weeks. It's going to say last day. No, what is it going to say? It's going to say how many days since last accident or whatever.
Yeah.
Workplace accident.
Yeah.
Except it'll say
it's been
how
many
days. Many
days since we fucked up.
Yeah. It's been this many days since we returned.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just hard because, I don't know, I struggle with a lot of, like, self-acceptance and, like, who even gives a shit about what I have to say, you know? So it's like, I don't even want to record. Nobody gives a shit, you know? Like,
yeah.
But it's, I don't know.
Yeah. The thing that I struggle with is just finding a time. Because my schedule on the weekend is either I'll work 5 p.m. on a Friday to 1 a.m. on whatever, and then the same thing on Saturday or Sunday, or sometimes I'll work 9 to 5.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's either we have to record in the afternoon on some weekend or the evening on another, and it all just kind of like goes out the window for
me. Yeah. Yeah, the timing's hard. It is. Yeah.
But now that I don't have classes, I'll probably be coming down here a lot more often, just so that I can see my family and, like, let them know I'm doing good.
Mm.
And then I'll be able to come up here as well, during the week, maybe even, like a Tuesday, Thursday or Friday.
I'd be down, man, whenever.
And then I will, of course, I still have schedules at my work on the weekends, like to this weekend. I didn't have to work Friday or Saturday, but I have to work 2 shifts on Sunday.
Mm.
So I'm going to work 1 a.m. to 9 a.m., sleep, and then go back at 5.
Oof.
5 to 1.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like SpongeBob?
Yeah. Well, good for you, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm really happy for you. That's cool.
I'm better.
I'm doing good. I have prostate cancer. Ugh. What are we at here? Oh, we broke an hour.
Yay!
Cool.
Yay.
Yeah.
I wonder if I could make the same tonal... Nope, not the same one.
I'm so used to seeing sound waves, I can tell when I'm laughing.
Yeah.
Because it's always the choppy, like... like that shit.
Yeah.
That's my laugh right there. I can see it. So I just know when I'm laughing, because it's just like that.
I can recognize when I do it, too.
Yeah. It's crazy. I don't know. The more I think about it, the more I think I would love getting into, like, sound technician stuff. Because I just love... I've always loved audio stuff. And
what do they call those...
I don't know if I said this on the podcast.
Do they call it Foley? Or what is it called when people, like, make noises for movies and stuff?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's called,
Not like that stuff. Like a stage crew.
Yeah.
Or, you know, stuff like that.
Like if you film somebody walking on a beach, you have to make the sound of, like, them walking and, like, the sand rustling and stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's called Foley or something like that.
I don't know.
It's got a weird name, but, like, I don't recognize it for what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
That stuff kind of would suck. But other stuff would be nice.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you,
Well, I mean,
do all the stuff for, like, a recording of a band or something.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah. But I don't know. Like, music, I don't know if I've shared this on the podcast before, but I see music. Like, you know, in Ratatouille?
Oh, yeah.
When he's talking
about,
like, the
food. And it's
yeah.
Like, boom, boom.
That's music to me, man. I see it, and I feel it.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've never, like, thought much about it because I thought everybody did that. But then I date people who are like, hey, music's whatever. I'm like, how can music just be whatever? Music is life, man, you know? But, yeah, I don't know. It's weird. I'd love to be a musician, but I'm not good enough at, like, writing music. I'm not that original. I'm not that creative.
I wish I was. That's why I'm trying to be more creative. I'm trying to build a computer, kind of de-stress on, like, a project, to build it for editing and gaming, so that I can actually start to do, like, filming and recording and playing guitar and stuff.
Yeah, I think my view of creativity has really changed. Like, before, I saw creativity as, like, it's a skill. Either you have it or you don't. But the more I think about
it, you can totally develop it.
Yeah, it's something you can work on, like meditation, and get better at it.
Oh yeah, right now. I suck at computer building, but I've been watching enough videos and people are nice enough to put up tutorials and like walk you through it. So you can, it's all accessible. That's another good thing about the internet. If you need to figure out how to do something and just put in the time and like somebody can show you and help you.
Everybody wants to be a YouTube star, so there's probably a tutorial out there.
Oh my gosh, there's a billion tutorials about vlogging and whatever. And Twitch streaming and podcasting.
Dude, I love Twitch streamers. They're the best people
in the world, man.
They're
pretty funny.
They're just great.
I like watching the ones that have like an accent and they like are Russian and they do VR or something like that.
Yeah.
Like those guys that like, they pick up a head and they like talk with it or something, like in the VR. Have you seen those ones? They're pretty funny. I think it's like a zombie game or whatever, but he uses knives and he cuts off like a zombie's head.
Yeah.
And he like picks it up and like you can move the jaw with your other hand in the VR. Or the one that plays Dishonored. In Dishonored, you can cut a fish head off and you can pick up the fish head. And it, like he'll play and stream him playing Dishonored 2. But in his right hand, he's holding a fish head. And he's like, doing voices for him and the fish. And the streamers are very creative.
Yeah, dude.
He'll throw the fish head and, like,
just love people,
go get him.
Man.
Pokemon.
Great. Yeah. It's so funny.
I like watching the streamer fails, too. Like, they'll do something. They'll, like, flip out of their chair and fall down, and their green screen will fall down and everything.
Yeah.
I haven't found any that I follow, though. I just see them here and there.
It's the streamers who are being themselves. They're the good ones.
Yeah.
The ones that are, like, putting up, like, a facade. Like,
or the ones that post, like, daily videos.
Yeah.
I haven't found one that I follow indefinitely.
Yeah.
I just find the videos that say, oh, this one looks funny, and I watch it, and I'm like, oh, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, none of them.
Yeah, there's two or three that I'm pretty.
I would say PewDiePie
dedicated about, but
was like kind of the.
He was the first one.
Yeah,
when he started
maybe.
Out, he was good.
Yeah.
He was good when he started, but then it went to his head, man.
I think so.
Once he hit like a million, he was like, "Oh, I'm a big deal now." I think that's what happened, and he just kind of.
Yeah, he's gone off the deep end.
Yeah, once he started dyeing his hair, I knew we lost him.
I like watching the ones where they don't film themselves too, like Game Grumps or Oni Plays.
Yeah.
I guess those are ones that I follow daily. Those ones are pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't follow Game Grumps as much with Aaron and What's-His-Face, though.
Yeah.
I don't like that one. I'll watch it to watch it now.
I watched some of their Cuphead things. That's what made me buy Cuphead, was because I was like, oh, this game looks fun, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, no.
I've watched the Cuphead for them and Oni Plays.
Oni Plays! Yeah. I don't know.
Oni Cartoons.
That's what it was.
Oni Cartoons.
Yay.
What's-His-Face has a podcast called Schmucks.
Oh.
Psychic Pebbles.
Yeah, Zach.
Yeah, I don't know if I've liked it yet, though. I've listened to a couple.
I listened to the one with JonTron. That one was pretty good.
Yeah.
But
it's probably better than ours.
Oh, you forgot.
Just by association.
Yeah. Interesting people, I guess. I don't know.
They're funny. But I haven't listened to very many of them because they're long.
Mm.
They're massively long.
Yeah. 3 hours. 3 or 4. Yeah. And they get up there.
They do.
Well, speaking of which, we should probably think about cutting this one off.
Probably.
So we're getting close to 1 hour and 20.
They
What's
can stuff it. You can listen to it or you cannot listen to it. Either way, Stuff it.
Either way, it happened. You'll be guessing. Probably not.
Now here's some nice Poddington Bear. Enjoy your Poddington Bear.
Hello.
Hello, sweet listener. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, you could leave us a like on our Facebook page at Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate in the What Gets Your Goats segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down to the deepest part of your being and grab your goat by the beard and just yank him out of your soul. We'll try to help you get your goat back so you can hold on to it. So really, it's what matters most in life, you know? So just send those things that really make you upset to holdyourgoats@gmail.com.